This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. World leaders have praised the ceasefire between India and Pakistan as a key move to reduce tensions between the two countries. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres welcomed the development, urging both nations to build on this progress. UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy has described the ceasefire as hugely welcome and called on both countries to maintain calm. EU Foreign Chief Kaja Kallas emphasized the significance of the ceasefire and the need for vigilance to ensure it holds. Saudi Arabia's Foreign Ministry in a statement expressed optimism that the ceasefire will contribute to the restoration of peace and security in the region. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri has said that there have been repeated violations of the ceasefire which was arrived at with Pakistan yesterday. Briefing reporters in New Delhi, Mr. Misri said the armed forces are giving an adequate and appropriate response to these violations and New Delhi takes a very serious note of these violations. India has called upon Pakistan to take appropriate steps to address these violations and deal with the situation with seriousness and responsibility. Mr. Misri said the armed forces are maintaining a strong vigil on the situation. He said they've been given instructions to deal strongly with any instances of repetitions of the violations along the international border as well as the line of control.
पिछले कुछ घंटों से इस समझौते का पाकिस्तान की ओर से घोर उल्लंघन हो रहा है। भारतीय सेना जवाबी कार्रवाई कर रही है और इस सीमा अतिक्रमण से निपट रही है। ये अतिक्रमण अत्यंत ही निंदनीय है और पाकिस्तान इनके लिए जिम्मेदार है। हमारा मानना है कि पाकिस्तान इस स्थिति को ठीक से समझे और इस अतिक्रमण को रोकने के लिए तुरंत उचित कार्रवाई करे।
We spoke to defense analyst Lieutenant General Rajiv Chopra about the ceasefire violations by Pakistan.
As you are aware that Pakistan carried out unprovoked violation of ceasefire hours after bilateral agreement was reached yesterday evening. Drone activity, small arms fire and artillery shelling was carried out by Pakistan all along the borders and the line of control, which was retaliated by the brave Indian troops in a befitting manner. Misinformation campaign continues to be spread by Pakistan by various social media posts. My advice to the citizens of India is to remain strongly behind the government and the Indian armed forces against all nefarious designs of the Pakistan army and follow all civil defense protocols. No drone firing or shelling was reported since late last night. India maintains a firm and uncompromising stance against all forms of terrorism and will continue to give a befitting reply to any Pakistan's misadventure.
The government has said that several combat gaming videos are being deceptively circulated as the real footages of the recent India-Pakistan conflict and urged people not to fall prey to such propaganda posts. The fact-check unit of Press Information Bureau said combat gaming footages are flooding social media with video game scenes that are deceptively presented as actual combat and digital combat clips are being misrepresented as real footage. It urged people to stay vigilant. A message is also circulating on WhatsApp in the name of Office of the Defence Minister of India, giving instructions for civil preparedness in view of the India-Pakistan situation. This message is fake. The Government of India has issued no such instructions. We would like to inform our listeners, as Pakistan has been resorting to spreading propaganda on social media, it is crucial to scrutinise every piece of information carefully. If you encounter any dubious content, especially concerning the Indian Armed Forces or any information related to the ongoing situation, you must report it to PIB Fact Check. You can also share such content on WhatsApp number 8799711259 and email ID factcheck@pib.gov.in. The Delhi airport continues to run its operation smoothly. In an advisory, Delhi International Airport Limited said, however, in light of the evolving airspace dynamics and heightened security protocols mandated by the Bureau of Civil Aviation Security, there may be adjustments to flight schedules and longer wait times at security checkpoints. It said passengers are encouraged to stay updated through their respective airlines' communication channels, adhere to the prescribed guidelines for cabin and check-in baggage, arrive well in advance to accommodate possible security delays, extend full cooperation to airline and security personnel for efficient facilitation, and verify flight status through the airline or the official Delhi Airport website. National Technologies Day is being celebrated today. On this day in 1998, India successfully tested its nuclear bombs in Pokhran, Rajasthan. The day memorializes the contributions of scientists, engineers, and innovators to India's technological expertise and the launch of India's first indigenous aircraft, Hansa 3. It also memorializes the sixth global nuclear test, demonstrating India's global position. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said that on the National Technology Day, India salutes the scientists, engineers, and technicians who contribute by developing new technologies for bringing positive change in the lives of the countrymen. Mother's Day is being celebrated across the world today. Observed on the second Sunday of May every year, it is a time for families to express gratitude and appreciation to mothers for their love, care, and sacrifices. Russian President Vladimir Putin has called for direct talks with Ukraine, saying it should start without delay as early as the 15th of May. In a televised address from the Kremlin, President Putin said he would not rule out that in the course of the talks, which he proposed should happen in Turkey's capital Istanbul, Russia and Ukraine may be able to agree upon new ceasefires. The Russian leader said he would speak to Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan today to discuss the details. Kyiv has not commented on the proposal from Putin. During his statement, Putin also accused Ukraine of having repeatedly failed to respond to three ceasefire proposals from Moscow. Iranian Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi has said Iran will not back down on its nuclear rights in the negotiations with the US. The statement comes as the two countries are set to hold a new round of nuclear talks in Oman today. Speaking at the 4th Arab-Iranian Dialogue Conference in Doha yesterday, Mr. Araghchi reiterated that Iran has always been a committed member of the nuclear non-proliferation and maintains its right to the peaceful use of nuclear energy, including uranium enrichment. He affirmed that Iran is not seeking nuclear weapons and weapons of mass destruction have no place in his country's security doctrine. The Iranian foreign minister also stressed that Iran continues to engage in talks with the US as well as other countries in good faith. He said if the goal of these negotiations is to ensure that Iran does not acquire nuclear weapons, this is entirely achievable and an agreement is well within reach. He, however, added that if the goal is to deprive Iran of its nuclear rights or impose other unrealistic demands, the country will not retreat from any of these rights. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has announced that the southwest monsoon is likely to arrive at the Kerala coast on May 27, 5 days earlier than its usual onset date of June the 1st. This early arrival is expected to have a positive impact in Kharif sowing season and brighten the outlook for crops. Historically, an early monsoon has been favorable for agriculture by boosting farm production and reservoir levels. The IMD has also predicted that the 2025 monsoon could be above normal, quantitatively expected to reach 105% of the long period average. This marks the second consecutive year in which the IMD has anticipated an above normal monsoon. States forming the core monsoon zone, such as Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Maharashtra, Odisha, Chhattisgarh, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal, are expected to receive normal to above normal rainfall. BCCI Vice President Rajiv Shukla has said the board officials and IPL Governing Council will discuss today the best possible schedule to complete the suspended T20 league following the announcement of a ceasefire between India and Pakistan. The board was forced to suspend the IPL on Friday with 16 matches remaining as the India-Pakistan border conflict threatened to grow into a full-blown war following the Pahalgam terror attack. In women's cricket, India were 182 for 1 in 32 overs against host Sri Lanka in the final of the Tri-Nation ODI series at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo a short while ago. Earlier, India won the toss and opted to bat. Winning this contest will be paramount for both India and Sri Lanka, as it will help them in the build-up to the ODI World Cup later this year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.